Hey, it's Delilah. Thank you for stopping by. I have put together some of my favorite radio moments here to share with you on our daily podcast. Delilah. Hey, it's Delilah. Come on in and make yourself at home as we share some of the most interesting dilemmas, Delilah's dilemmas, when people get themselves into a bind, into a mess, and need a little wisdom to find their way out. Stay tuned for that coming up next. Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from a young man named Paul who says, I'm 25 years old and currently going through a bad breakup. My ex and I were together for 4 years. Last year, I proposed to her in Paris, and she said yes. I was so excited to start our new life together in a new state. She moved on ahead of me as I wrapped things up where we used to live. 2 months later, I packed my whole life and followed her several thousand miles. I got settled in. I was due to start a new job the following week when she dropped a bombshell. She didn't love me anymore. I was in such shock. While I was gathering everything back into the pod it had just come out of, I learned she had met someone in the 2 month interval she was in Florida, and I was up in Buffalo, and she was now in a relationship with him. I'm currently living with my parents. I have good days and bad days. I wonder how she's doing. I wonder what I did wrong, and if I will be alone forever. I don't know how to move on. Thank you, Delilah, for taking the time to read my story and give me some of your Mama Delilah advice. From a young man named Paul. Paul, I will have my Mama Delilah advice for you coming up next. Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from a young man, been dating a girl for 4 years, proposed last year in Paris, and they decided to start their life together in another state. And when he got there, he found out she had already started a life together with someone else. Paul, I know you're not going to receive this now, and I know you're not going to be able to hear this now, but she did you a favor, dude. She did you a favor. Because had you gone ahead and had the wedding and married her, she still would have betrayed you because she clearly did not love you in the same way, to the same degree, with the same dreams that you loved her with. It has nothing to do with you and everything to do with her. You did nothing wrong. She just isn't your person. So your ex did you a huge favor to untangle the mess before you walked down the aisle and then had all these legal complications on top of the heartbreak. I know it doesn't feel like that now, but she did you a favor. She freed you up to find the person who does belong with you by your side, the person whose soul will fit perfectly with yours. She won't be perfect, but you will fit together and she will feel as committed to you. That person will feel as committed to you, as in love with you, as you are with them. This was clearly a one-way street. And thank God she let you know that she was taking an exit off that street and going a different direction because you deserve to be loved completely. So cry your tears, roll up your car windows and scream your lungs out because it hurts so bad. And then put your shoulders back and move forward in life. Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma reads, Delilah, I have been married for 23 years. My wife and I settled down in her hometown up north. Last year, we made a change and moved to the area I grew up in, down south. From week one, it's been nothing but discord. She's so unhappy. And even though we made this decision together, she's going back on her word. I think she's going to leave me. I love her with all my heart and try every day to make her happy, and I've cried myself to sleep over this. I really don't know what to do. Do you? From Russ. Yes, yes, I do, Russ. And I will tell you that coming up next. Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from a guy named Russ, who lived for 23 years with his wife in a community, and then they decided to move to the area he grew up in. He says she's so unhappy, and even though we made this decision together, she's going back on her word. I think she's going to leave me. I love her with all my heart. No, you don't, Russ. No, you don't. She's going back on her word? Are you serious? Are you kidding me? She is going to leave you because you don't love her. You don't cherish her. If you did, you would see that her heart does not feel at home in your old hometown. You would see that leaving her community, leaving her friends, leaving her family to make you happy is killing her. You have uprooted a plant from the garden bed where it was happy. You've shoved it in dirt in a completely different environment, and you're expecting it to thrive, and it's wilting before your very eyes. If you loved that plant, you would quickly gather it up, put it in a pot with water, and rush it back to the garden that it belongs in and get it settled back in, hoping that you haven't done so much damage that you killed it. Why would you be so selfish after 23 years to have her move someplace that you know she didn't want to go in the first place? And now that you see how broken she is and sad she is, you are expecting her heart to just change to make you happy. That's not love. That's control. That's manipulation. That's a lot of things, but that is not love. If you love her, take care of her heart and do the right thing. If you want your marriage to last, then love her and honor her and stop power tripping with her and take her back where she is happy and rebuild your life there. Or stay where you want and be a bachelor again. Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from a gentleman named Robert who says, "We live in a close-knit town where traditions are deeply rooted. My lifelong friend and I find ourselves at a crossroads. From childhood, we've shared laughter, dreams, and a passion for sports and the outdoors. However, he's withdrawn from our friendship, and his absence leaves such a void. Several months have passed since we last saw each other, and through social media, I've learned that he's now in a new relationship. His lack of responses to my texts and invitations have left me feeling disheartened. I'm reaching out for advice, Delilah, as I contemplate whether to persist or to let go. Thank you for your time, and I eagerly await your guidance." From Robert. Robert, I will have my Mama Delilah words coming up for you next. Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from Robert, who has been friends with somebody his entire life, childhood, young adulthood, now adulthood. This person has entered into a new relationship, like a romantic relationship, and Robert is left out in the cold. His friend is not responding, not engaging in their friendship. Robert, be patient. Be patient. Because here's what happens when we fall in love or jump into a new relationship. At least this is what happened to me. My brain got really stupid and really obsessed with my love interest. And when that happened, the rest of my world came to a screeching halt. Like I just, back in those days, I would, you know, distance myself, not purposely, but I was so wrapped up in the high of the new relationship that I was not able to maintain my long-term friendship sometimes. And some people got really sick of my behavior and said, "No more, I'm walking away." And they had every right to. But some people knew that I just needed to work through it and come back to my senses, which I eventually did. And then I eventually realized how immature I was behaving. But maybe he's caught up in that infatuation stage where he's shutting everybody else out and just focusing on his new love. Or maybe his new love is very controlling and doesn't want him to have relationships with anyone outside of their little circle. That could be it. Or a third possibility is your friend is dealing with something that he does not know how to deal with, and he is isolating himself because he's going through grief, or he's going through a health challenge, or he's going through something and he does not know how to connect right now because he is overwhelmed with whatever it is that he's dealing with. If you've loved him for this long, if you've been friends for this long, be patient. Don't keep pursuing him, but be patient and let him know that whenever he's ready to reconnect, you are ready to go hiking, to go camping, to go to a football game, or just to go have a cup of coffee and listen. I so hope you have enjoyed these radio moments as much as I enjoy bringing them to you. I'll share more with you each weekday on Hey, It's Delilah. Delilah.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, and the good brothers Wallow 267 and Gilly the Kid, just to name a few. Go get your tickets right now. BlackEffect.com/podcastfestival. We'll see you Saturday, April 27th.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.